ABC News.
There's controversy surrounding a new research paper which suggests people who want to maintain long-term weight loss could learn something from those suffering from anorexia nervosa. Psychiatrists from Columbia University in the United States say they've found parallels between those who successfully maintain weight loss and people suffering from the serious mental disorder. The findings are published in the International Journal of Eating Disorders, but they've been questioned by a number of psychologists. Sarah McMahon is a psychologist and the director and co-founder of Body Matters Australasia.
I'm outraged that this article has come out because I think it's really misleading comparing a physical state like obesity and trying to draw feedback from a clinical mental health condition that's very, very serious and taking advice from those people.
And the paper was published in a reputable journal. What kind of a message do you think it does send to the public at large?
Eating disorders are already misunderstood enough, and a journal like this that is almost celebrating and congratulating eating disorder behaviour is incredibly misleading.
What point do you think they were trying to make?
It's hard to understand what they were trying to make. I think the society is very concerned about the so-called obesity epidemic, and this is considered to be a huge public health problem. But the reality is that trying to look to a clinical psychiatric mental health condition is just sending the complete wrong message.
Anorexia is a serious mental illness, and who's to say some people who are suffering from obesity that that isn't also the result of some kind of mental condition as well?
Well, that's right. I think we need to remember that obesity is a state, and there's a whole heap of reasons why people might be sitting above their natural body weight. It might be that they have a medical condition. It may be that they engage in disordered eating like binge eating, but it may be that they have poor nutritional literacy as well. And so we can't assume that someone is sitting above their natural body weight just because of eating behaviour alone.
Obesity is a serious health concern, but you can also be healthy and a bit overweight.
That's exactly right. That's something that's being more and more recognised now in literature, and one of the key elements of the Health at Every Size movement with this health-centred paradigm is focusing on exercise and health as an ongoing process. So engaging in physical activity regularly, there's a lot of research to suggest that that is a much better predictor of health than weight. But health needs to be seen as a holistic process. And one of the issues with anorexia is that it is very unhealthy behaviour. This is why it's classed as a mental health issue, because just because someone is thin doesn't mean that they're actually healthy.
What are the dangers of equating thinness with health?
It's tremendously dangerous because people assume a mentality of thinness at any cost. And at the end of the day, health is something that is an ongoing process and engages every aspect of our personhood. So it's something that needs to include our physical state, but it also emotional health, spiritual health, social health. And so reducing it down to the number and the scale is completely missing the point. So many people who sit at a low body weight because of unhealthy dieting behaviour or unhealthy weight loss behaviours simply aren't healthy at all.
What's your advice for anyone struggling with their weight, whether they be overweight or indeed underweight?
I think if someone is sitting above or below their natural body weight, it's really important to try and understand what's actually going on. And often it's a far more complex picture than what's actually what they're actually putting in their mouth. I think we need to be looking at these things in a holistic sense, and we need to be, rather than focusing on dieting and eating behaviour, we need to be shifting the focus and talking about health. I think one of the problems with a study like this, it highlights an issue that we have in our society, which is the same solutions that are prescribed for people who are sitting above their natural body weight are actually diagnosed as clinical disorder in people who are sitting below their natural body weight. And so if we can focus on health as an ongoing process, it provides a solution for everybody. There is diversity in shapes and sizes, so some people will naturally sit at a higher body weight and some people will naturally sit at a lower body weight, and that doesn't necessarily mean that they have a problem.
And that's Sarah McMahon, the Director of Body Matters Australasia.